Yes, thank you. So, but it's one, what is it? It's an
it's
A5. A5. We're talking A5, no yeah. problem.
And the other things on the video have already been edited, the movies, the animations.
They have?
Yeah. The auto turns.
I see.
Animations.
Okay. Yeah. So that's, well, we didn't look at the other things.
Yeah.
I apologize for the extra container. I lost my picture to a witness yesterday.
We'll return after a
break. Mr. Cohen?
I have a couple of questions, Your Honor. Mr. Shook, I want to ask you about a couple of things that I think I heard you say and make sure that my understanding is accurate. First, I think you testified that SEPA did not require that an economic analysis consider the impact to individual properties.
I don't remember saying that, but if I did, let me clarify that. I don't believe SEPA requires us to look at the impact specific businesses and their profitability.
Okay. And there was another statement that SEPA does not require that an analysis look at the impact of the particular project under review as opposed to that project plus all of the other macro changes occurring in the neighborhood. Did I get that right?
I don't believe I said that, but if I did, that's not correct. I mean, my understanding of SEPA is that we have to look at the individual action being contemplated and compare it to other factors that are occurring within the environment. Which I report did in some considerations in Chapter 5 of our final economic considerations report.
Okay, thank you. No other questions, Jim?
Thank you.
Just as a procedural matter, before we get started, actually two things. One, we'd like to have an exhibit marked, the parties have agreed that the full draft EIS should be admitted as, mm-hmm. as an exhibit. So it's in the appellant's notebook. Volume 6, tab A336.1 through...
I'm sorry, could you say that number again?
A336.1 through A337, and that is the full draft environmental impact statement for this project that we've been referring to throughout. Mm-hmm. And I guess that would be R20.
That'd be R34. All right. Just one, let me see if I've got on 6.
Mr. Cameron, you don't have it, hey?
All right, R34. admitted.
Thank you.
Okay. We also didn't have our 33 resume.
I need to admit that also.
Okay. Okay. R33 is admitted. And you said there was another item. Yeah.
The videos?
Mm-hmm.
This flash drive contains Exhibit A5,
okay.
Which is the edited video that was part of Mr. Scott Anderson's testimony.
Mm-hmm.
It also includes the four video animations that were part of Mr. Kuznicki's testimony, which have already been admitted.
I'm sorry, I was distracted in marking things. I was anticipating it was a single video, and you were listing several that are in there.
Certainly. It has the four video animations that are part of Mr. Kuznicki's testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And pursuant to our agreement, opposing counsel has reviewed Exhibit A5. And, I'll let them speak for themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It may be admitted.
Okay. So we have A5 in here and the four video animations. And was there something else?
No.
Okay. Were the video animations given a exhibit number?
They were. And I apologize.
A7, A8, A9, A10.
So for clarity, there are five videos on that flash drive?
Yes.
And are we assigning a separate number to the one that Mr. Anders, that supports Mr. Anderson's testimony?
A5.
Oh, okay, and the others were previously admitted exhibits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the only one we're moving to admit right now is A5. The rest have already been admitted. I was just physically delivering them in a way that the examiner can have that in the record.
Okay. And, counsel, could you upload that video to a Dropbox or something so that we can...
Absolutely.
It's bulky.
Yes, I've tried to email it three times, excuse me, but it's 114 megabytes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I will do that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Of course.
All right. A5 is admitted then.
Thank you.
Is there anything else, Ms. Ferguson?
No.
Okay.
So, Mr. Shook, you've made a number of comments about what SEPA does and does not require with regard to economic analysis. What are those statements based on?
It's based on my understanding of working with environmental review and doing some specialized training per Department of Ecology around environmental impact studies.
And does the city of Seattle treat economic issues differently than the state SEPA rules?
My understanding is there's some slight difference, yes.
I'm sorry?
My understanding is there's some slight difference.
And in fact,
I'm not familiar with the exacts.
Okay. And when you set out to do the economic considerations report, what was your goal? What was your understanding of the purpose of your preparing this report?
Our goal and purpose was to try to understand how businesses within the area might be impacted by the differential alignments contemplated in the EIS.
Okay. So at the conclusion of Ms. Ferguson's questions, she directed your attention to a sentence from the final version of your report.
Mm-hmm.
Is that sentence that you read the takeaway that the businesses should Is that what the businesses should take away from your report about your conclusions?
Mr. Schneider, could you reference the portion of the exhibit you're talking about?
I am scrambling desperately.
Thank you so much.
You were asked to read from page 4-6 of the final report, which is A-17.
Mm-hmm.
Can you turn to that page again? Is it already?
So 4-6 of A-17, yes, I have.
And you read from the first paragraph on that page.
Mm-hmm.
And again, my question is that the takeaway for the businesses along Shill Shoal from your report?
No, I think we break it up by different types of business use, and we discuss the impacts of businesses throughout the economic considerations report.
Okay, so let's assume that I'm the owner of an maritime industrial business along Shill Shoal. What does your report tell me that I didn't know before you prepared the report? Just in terms of conclusions. If you can direct me to specific language.
Well, I don't know what people knew before or after, so I would have to say then everything we disclose here is potentially new information for them.
Okay, well, then let me put it a different way. Direct me to the portions of your final report that inform the owner of a industrial maritime business on Shill Shoal of the effect of this project on that business. And now I'm asking you to turn to your report and tell us where I, as the hypothetical owner, go to understand the impacts.
There are various places.
Let's go through them.
Okay. Let's start with the executive summary, where we discuss both the facility and how it may impact different businesses.
Okay, so all let's right. turn to, if you could identify specific okay. pages and paragraphs for us, please. Okay. And again, I'm focusing now on maritime industrial businesses on Shill Shoal.
So your assumption is that our analysis had a very specific analysis of maritime industrial businesses?
As a
class of business?
My analysis assumes that as you go through your report, you talk about the impacts on industrial businesses and commercial properties and so forth.
Yeah.
So now I'm asking you just to narrow the focus of our conversation to the impacts on the industrial businesses along Shill Shoal.
I don't think I understand what the difference is.
Well, do you disagree that your report distinguishes between different kinds of businesses, those that are industrial and those that are not?
Do I disagree that our report distinguishes between different classes of land use and businesses that occupy those land uses?
Right. Yeah. And now, again, yeah. I'm asking you to tell me as the hypothetical owner of an industrial business is what I'm supposed to learn from your report about the potential impacts of this trail.
Isn't that the entire report? I don't.
I'm asking
so
for the.
There are sections that talk about how to think about this, like how would a trail impact your business? There's a characterization of the environment that exists within there. There's a discussion of different land uses and how those businesses may both be positively and negatively impacted. And we discuss those things by alternative alignment.
Okay, so for comparison, Mr. Shook, we'll go back to your draft report, which is Exhibit A-15.
Which pattern are we looking at?
And that's in, is you also were using it.
Volume.
Sorry. So, A-15.
Turn to one of the pages that Ms. Ferguson asked you about.
It's under tab A-350.64.
Okay. So, I'm looking at page 4-414. Sorry. 4-14?
Yes, I'm looking now at the table 4-14
mm-hmm.
that you described at some length in response to mm-hmm. Ms. Ferguson's question. This is a table that provides information about costs of delay for the Shill Shoal South alternative, correct?
Correct.
And again, there is no discussion of the preferred alternative because you didn't update the report for the final EIS, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, you need to fail that.
Well, this is a draft document. You're talking about the final document?
No, I'm stepping away from that for a moment just to confirm that when we're talking about preliminary and final, we're talking about the document that ended up in the draft EIS. There was no updated document for the final EIS.
Correct.
Okay. So, if I'm a business owner who owns one of the driveways that you discuss in this report, I learn something, don't I?
In this one?
Yes.
In
the draft, page 414?
Yeah.
Okay. And if I turn to the final report, what do I learn that would be comparable to what's on this page?
You learn the amount of delay.
Yeah, but the delay is in the parking discipline report, isn't it?
Correct. And that is
and you're doing and that an economic is, discipline report,
yeah.
correct? So where's the economic information that's comparable to what's on this table 414?
The economic information is the interpretation of the delay relative to the businesses and how it may impact their cost to operate.
Okay, so where's that information in the final?
It is included. Our discussion on page 4-7, how trails negatively affect property value, and the amount of delay is shown on page 4-9 and table 4-1 as examples.
So in looking at table 4-9, mm-hmm. or table 4-1 on page 4-9, I see a total increase in delay of 7,237 seconds, correct?
Correct.
And is that the delay you took from the transportation discipline report?
The underlying information comes from the transportation discipline report.
Okay, and that's a total delay over a length of street that includes Northwest 46th Street and Schilschel?
I don't know. That I don't have the line in front of me. I would assume that that's...
Okay, so...
Those are intersections.
Okay, so that's the delay at one specific intersection, right?
Correct.
So what does that tell me as a business along Schilschel about the economic impact on my business?
It tells you the amount of delay that will be incurred along the alternative from all users of the system.
It tells me the amount of delay at one intersection from all users. It tells me nothing about the impact on my business, does it?
One's business would experience delay like all other users, and that is categorized in that table.
Okay, so how much of those 7,237 seconds are attributable to my business's trucks?
That's exactly why we took it out, because we didn't have the underlying data to make that assertion.
But you did it by business in the draft report.
No, it's not by business. It was simply identifying driveways.
Right, well.
I explained the reason we took it out. Because people aren't, even people who are sophisticated in understanding economics, even might not understand the discipline of transportation economics and how we value time and what the underlying assumptions mean relative to the calculation of those monetary impacts.
Well, Mr. Shook, you've repeatedly explained that to us. Why mm-hmm. didn't you just put the explanation in the report and leave the data and the information, the quantitative information in the report for people to interpret according to the explanation that you've been providing to us?
Because I think it requires a high degree of sophistication, as I said, to interpret correctly. And we did not want people to misunderstand what we thought is the core impact, which is the value of delay that is experienced with all the alternatives that is documented in the transportation discipline.
So you took it out not because Mr. Mazzola told you to, but because you thought
Please
that
stop.
Part was...
No. What do we... So it's essential that we find out when it was recorded because they are going to have to leave. So we'll have to find out whether it's been recorded. So take your time to find that out. And you can just play it. Take your time. so we're sure that we need to be 100% certain that we report it after we just have it. So the only way we'll do that is to. That's fine.
Yeah, I agree.
It may have recorded, so I just we need to